AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Severe weather in parts of the Midwest set off tornadoes and flooding. A dam in southern Illinois is near failure. Brian Squitieri at the National Weather Service says there were tornadoes in Iowa and around Chicago.
It is possible to get these kind of winds, not just for the city of Chicago, but for any area surrounding them. This does happen at least once every 1 to 2 years where the general area will experience a derecho-like event.
Officials say a dam near the town of Nashville, Illinois, population 3,000, is in imminent danger of failure after heavy rain. The focus at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee today is expected to be on immigration. One of Donald Trump's top primary rivals will take the stage in primetime at the convention. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
Nikki Haley had been the last major Republican challenger standing.
This is the time we need to go in a new direction with a new generational leader.
Before ending her bid in March as Trump swept through early voting.
I congratulate him and wish him well.
Haley did not immediately endorse Trump, but later said she would vote for him and has since released her delegates to back him. The Trump campaign says the fact Haley showing up to speak is a signal of party unity before November. Both Trump and running mate J.D. Vance are expected to appear in the convention hall each night. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Police in Thailand say the bodies of six people were found in a luxury hotel in downtown Bangkok, with poisoning a possibility. Police identified the dead as two Vietnamese Americans and four Vietnamese nationals. Joe Jellybean Bryant, father of the late basketball Hall of Famer Kobe Bryant, has died. He was 69. His alma mater, LaSalle University, says Bryant had suffered a massive stroke. This is AP News. Jack Black canceled the rest of the tour for his band Tenacious D after a comment from bandmate Kyle Gass about the attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
Kyle Gass of Tenacious D was presented with a birthday cake at their concert in Sydney on Sunday. Jack Black told him to make a wish, and Gass said, "Don't miss Trump next time." Black writes on Instagram he was blindsided by that comment, and he does not condone hate speech or encourage political violence. Black says he feels it's no longer appropriate to continue the Tenacious D tour, and all future creative plans are on hold. Gass apologized on Instagram for what he calls a severe lack of judgment, saying his comment was highly inappropriate, dangerous, and a terrible mistake. The tour was set to hit Australia and New Zealand before coming to the U.S. in October. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
French President Emmanuel Macron accepted the prime minister's resignation, but kept him on as head of a caretaker government. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.